In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us,
renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Dress.
peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. To the law and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be pure, be made pure from all sins. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Today is the circumcision and name of Jesus. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes.
To show the enemy and the elevator.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the
that you are mindful of him.
And knowing that you care for him.
You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings.
And crowned him with glory and honor.
You have given him dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
The epistle reading is from Galatians, the third chapter. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 900.
Jesus.
Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy new calendar year. And more to our point of being here today, blessed Feast of the Circumcision and Name of Jesus. The church has long considered the start of the new church year to be the first Sunday in Advent. And apparently, before January 1st became the start of the new calendar year because of Jesus' naming, the church for some time had already been observing the Feast of the Circumcision and Name of Jesus. Today's one-verse gospel reading uniquely narrates Jesus' circumcision and naming, as St. Luke's divinely inspired gospel account earlier had also uniquely narrated John the Baptizer's circumcision and naming. Those two narratives are said to provide the chief evidence that circumcisions and namings were connected, though God himself renamed Abram when God made his covenant of circumcision with Abram, not at the age of 8 days, but of 99 years. Fans of the television show Seinfeld may not be able to think about circumcision at all without thinking of the 5th season episode of the show titled The Briss, where Jerry and Elaine are made godparents of their friend's newborn son, and so Elaine had to find a moil to conduct the Briss, and Jerry had to hold the 8-day-old boy during the circumcision. As you would expect, if you know the show, comedy ensues in typical Seinfeld fashion, including the high-strung Moyles accidentally circumcising one of Jerry's fingers. Circumcision is hardly a laughing matter, though. After all, there was nearly a death in Moses' family over a failure to circumcise one of his sons. And yet circumcision can seem foolish to others, and circumcision can seem foolish even to us. Our fallen human reason might ask, why does that particular action bring a person under God's covenant? Does the covenant mean only obligations, only blessings, or both? Or maybe others and we take seriously God's word attached to the action and recognize circumcision for the religious ritual that it at least used to be, connected as it were to the promise of a Savior and the forgiveness of sins. The Jews in Jesus' day certainly thought circumcision was important, but they wrongly thought of circumcision as an automatic and guaranteed entry into God's kingdom. Similarly, we might wrongly think of baptism as an automatic and guaranteed entry into God's kingdom, as if our turning from sin, trusting God to forgive our sin and wanting to stop sinning were not necessary in order for us to receive the benefits of the religious ritual. To be sure, the people of the Old Testament and the people of the New Testament, including us, are sinful by nature. The corruption of original sin means that on our own, each one of us is unholy before God and hostile to him. By nature, we are unable to truly fear, love, and trust in God, and we are full of evil inclinations.
Our sinful nature leads us to commit countless, sometimes unspeakable, sins against God and against one another. Things that society does not even give a passing glance are glaringly wrong in God's eyes. We think, say, and do things that we should not, and we fail to think, say, and do things that we should. On account of our sinful nature and our actual sin, we deserve both death here in time and torment in hell for eternity. However, as the Holy Spirit called and enabled the people of the Old Testament to repent, so the Holy Spirit calls and enables the people of the New Testament, including us, to repent. When we turn in sorrow from our sin, trust God to forgive our sin, and want to stop sinning, then God does forgive us. God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sins, our disregard for the ways he works through his means of grace, or whatever our actual sin might be. Through these means of grace, we who repent receive God's forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake. Today's gospel reading recalls the angel Gabriel's announcing Jesus' birth to the Virgin Mary, telling her that she would call her son's name Jesus, and that he would be the Son of God, since the Holy Spirit would come upon her and the power of the Most High would overshadow her. All three blessed persons of the Holy Trinity were involved in the incarnation, but only the Son of God was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. And as the circumcision reminds us, the Son of God was incarnate as a fully male human being. He was in the likeness of sinful flesh, but he himself had no sin. He did not need to be circumcised, but he put himself under the law and fulfilled the law for us and all people. He did not need to die, but he died on the cross for us and for all people. Jesus' circumcision was only his first shedding of blood for us. Out of God's great love, Jesus died as our substitute, and then he rose from the dead on what can be called the eighth day. He was named Jesus because he saves all people from their sins. His name, person, and work are inseparably related. As St. Peter told the Sanhedrin, there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved. The launching of ships is sometimes perhaps misleadingly called a christening. For example, by breaking a sacrificial bottle of champagne over the bow of the ship as it is named aloud. Other religious traditions may christen and name people in something less than or other than holy baptism. But faithful Christians recognize that circumcision prophetically pointed to holy baptism and replaces the entrance rite into the kingdom of God. Others may regard it as foolishness, but God works through water and the word to create faith, whether the person baptized is 8 days old, 8 years old, or 8 decades old. We are named, and God's triune name is put on us. After we confess the sins we know and feel in our hearts, we in holy absolution are absolved in that same triune name. And then we are admitted to the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood, just as those circumcised could eat of the Passover meal. In all of these ways, we who repent receive the forgiveness of sins, and so also life and salvation. Truly, we are blessed by Jesus' circumcision and name. In Christ, we are new creations. We have peace and joy. As we heard in today's epistle reading, we are baptized into Christ and are justified, forgiven, saved by faith. God's order of creation remains, but in his order of redemption, differences between us no longer matter. God graciously reveals himself to us by Jesus' name, and we in turn call upon God in prayer in Jesus' name. And God hears and answers those prayers in the time and way that God knows to be best. In fact, in writing to the Colossians and to us, St. Paul says that whatever we do, in word or deed, we should do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Most times that we gather for divine service, we invoke God's presence and recall our baptisms in the one triune name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Before we leave the divine service, God's name is spoken over us three times in the Aaronic benediction that we heard in today's Old Testament reading. And at other times, we hear the Trinitarian apostolic benediction. In between the invocation and benediction, to paraphrase today's psalm, we, even the mouths of babes and infants, praise God's majestic name. That divine service cycle continues weekly, monthly, and yearly, both church years and calendar years, until the Lord's coming in glory or our earthly deaths. Then, as at most of our spiritual lives began with the Trinitarian baptism, our earthly remains are laid to rest in the sure and certain hope that God the Father, who created our bodies, that God the Son, who by his blood redeemed our bodies, and God the Holy Spirit, who by holy baptism sanctified our bodies to be his temple, will keep them until and raise them up and glorify them on the last day. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen.
O Lord, we thank thee that thy name was called Jesus and that thou art the Savior of all people. For there is none other name under heaven given among people whereby we must be saved. To thee, therefore, we confess all our sins in which we were conceived and born and with which from our youth and during the past year we have offended thy heavenly Father. For thy name's sake, have mercy upon us and let us find pardon and peace and joy in thee. And as thou hast brought us safely to the beginning of another year, we beseech thee, make this new year to us another year of salvation. We cross its threshold in thy name. Thy name shall be our refuge and only hiding place. Grave it upon our hearts, and let us daily experience its gracious power and enjoy thy consolations, that our prayer may be sweet incense before God. Renew our hearts and sanctify us by thy Spirit. Bless thy church, which thou hast purchased with thine own blood. Give free course to thy word, that thy kingdom may be extended to the ends of the earth. Look down in mercy also upon our congregation, and preserve among us the preaching of thy pure word and the right use of the holy sacraments. Suffer not thy word to return unto thee void, but open the hearts of the hearers to receive it with gladness and to yield it ready obedience. Do thou in the new year bless our country and all its inhabitants. Endow those in authority with wisdom and power to administer justice and to labor for the common good. Establish peace within our borders and upon all the earth. Give success to commerce and all useful arts, and prosper the work of our hands. Favor us with seasonable weather, give us our daily bread, and preserve us from sickness and all other adversities. Crown the year with thy goodness, that thy glory may dwell in our land. Watch over our homes, bless them with peace and happiness, and grant that all parents and heads of families may govern their households in true godliness, bringing up their children in thy fear. Direct by thy Spirit those young in years, adorning them with the garment of discretion, that they may grow and flourish in the garden of the Lord. Preserve the rich and prosperous from greed and selfishness and worldly pride, and the poor and needy from murmurings, envyings, and discontent. Provide for widows and orphans and all that are desolate and afflicted, and have mercy upon all sick persons. When the righteous cry, may it please thee to hear and to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all of their afflictions. As all our times are in thy hand, we commit ourselves into thy keeping. Hear us when we call upon thee. Defend us from all evil of body and soul, and bless us according to thy good pleasure. Help us in the new year to walk in newness of life, loving and doing thy commandments, so that if this year be our last on earth, we may, at the appointed hour, close our mortal life in peace and begin the great new year of eternity in thy blissful presence, where with all the angels and the elect we shall ascribe to thee blessings and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
We'll all fit at one table. We all may come forward at this time and things go. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen.
When you return to your seats, we'll sing 898, the first of the distribution. Body of Christ given for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve the body and soul to life everlasting. Amen.
You have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Thank you.
seated in a moment. We're glad that all of you are here this day to receive God's gift of forgiveness and word and sacrament. Glad others can stream and download by YouTube. Glad Mom was here. Looks like she's heading home after almost 2 weeks away. Glad the rest of you are here as well. Just as an example of how I always talk about what the congregation here knows, what we have sung here before in the 14 years, now going on 15 years that I've been here. This hymn was new to us, but as we were talking about it, Mom knows it. So at some point, she has sung it in her congregation, perhaps. That tune, that sixth night tune, was introduced to the Missouri Synod in 1998 with this hymn, but the hymn translation that we sang goes back to 1969. Other people, if you grew up in a Slavic congregation or a Slavic family, may have known it in its original language. The Yaroslav Vida, who translated it into English for the Missouri Synod, translated it. He grew up singing it in Slavic. And now we have it here in English. Love the hymn, very appropriate for today. Nice tune and all of that. Normal stuff this Sunday. We will debrief after the service so that we'll be ready for Epiphany on Tuesday. That service is an evening service, 7 o'clock. And then Sunday we also have 15:02 if you want to stay for Cribbage. Other announcements?